I didn't hear.
Just a moment, sir. The board held that hearing this morning already and voted to not pass it on to a phase two hearing.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know when I was supposed to, I wanted to be here.
We start at 8:30.
I called the lady a few days ago. She said to come after 12. All right.
All right.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. If you wanted to hear the hearing, you can go online. You could stop off at the front desk out there and ask them for the information to go online. It takes, you know, I'd say 3 days to a week to get it online, but you can't go online and hear the hearing. So.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
We're live.
What's your name, sir?
Patrick Winkler.
Okay, Mr. Winkler, if you just hold on 1 minute. I got
it.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Would you state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Patrick Michael Winkler, 172069.
Hi, Mr. Winkler. I want to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my left is the Honorable Luis Canella. To my left is the Honorable David Neal. And to my right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. And also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, is Mr. Grady. You can see Mr. Grady on the screen now, sir. Okay. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, sir, you were notified. Say, I didn't hear it.
Yes, I was notified, and please, it's ma'am or miss, I'm transgender.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not a problem.
All right. I didn't say anything on here. Well, okay, Ms. Winkler. Did I do that right now, sir? I mean, Ms. Winkler.
I'm used to letting people know.
Well, that's no problem. I appreciate you letting me know, okay? All right. Okay, well, Ms. Winkler, now you got me off the shoes. You just threw me off track. Okay. So, Ms. Winkler, you were notified of the board's hearing. At the time that you were notified of this board hearing, you were also notified that you could hire an attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself?
No, I was not notified of that.
Okay. On the form that you actually have, the form that you have that you signed, I will look up that form.
Was not told that I could do so.
Yeah, here it is. The CO3 that brought the paperwork just had me sign it, and went off to make copies.
They were in a rush.
Okay, sir. On that form, you signed that form on April 9th of 2018, sir. And on that form, it also states that you have a right to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you want to hire an attorney, sir, or do you want to represent yourself?
Well, I can't afford an attorney.
Okay.
But I know a connection that can be appointed a court attorney.
No, sir. You have to, if you get an attorney, you are you have to hire an attorney at your own expense.
Okay. Well, I would like to do so, then.
You want to hire an attorney?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Ms. Winkler, the only thing that we can do, do you want to just continue your hearing until you're able to hire an attorney?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to just get, so Ms. Rittenhouse, we just continue that?
I would guess that, yeah.
Say
we continue.
Okay. So what we're going to do, Ms. Winkler, we're going to continue your hearing from today until you're able to hire an attorney. You'll be rescheduled to come back before this board, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Ms. Winkler. Thank you.
No problem, thank you.
Okay.
You have a good day.
All right.